You know, sometimes people have a traffic accident and they're killed in an accident and they want to know how that happened. I can tell you how a lot of them happened. Somebody wasn't paying attention. You can't blame everything on God. You can't blame anything on God that's not good. You can't blame everything on the devil. The devil's not into everything. Some things where you weren't watching. It's just a matter of you weren't alert, you weren't paying attention. But the Lord is good and His mercy endures. Now, we know every good and perfect gift comes from above. Let me ask you, is disease good?
No.
Is it perfect?
No.
It doesn't come from above.
No.
What God sends is good and perfect. Every medical technician, even as ignorant as we are, I don't know much about medical science, can know that when something eats up your body, it can't be good and perfect. But Jesus paid it all to Him I owe. Were y'all so young you weren't raised in the hymnal? Sin had left its crimson. He paid. You know why He paid? Because you couldn't. What good news is somebody do something for you that you needed done that you couldn't do for yourself. So the first thing we know, disease is bad. It comes through sin. Healing is good. Now the scripture gives us three words to describe disease. Gives us many, but three that I want to talk about. One, it says it's a curse. You know what a curse is? Anything's not a blessing. That's profound, isn't it? I can tell y'all had a hard day. Take a deep breath. This is my second class today. The other is, it's a bondage. And the other is, it's an oppression. Now that right away, just to see what the scripture says, tells us it's not good. Now when anything's a curse, it vexes, it harasses, it torments. You know, you tell your child you can't go next door to Marky's, and they say, oh, please, Mama, please, Mama, please, Mama, please, Mama, please, Mama, I'll be right back, I'll be right back, please let me go, I'll be right back. And they harass you, and they torment you. They hang you over the fire, and they beg, and they plead, and that's what disease does. It comes to your body, it torments you, and it harasses you. It keeps hitting you in the belly and hitting you behind the head. And it says, feel that, sense that. It says, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. You know what I say? I say, so what? I'm just a pilgrim here. Heaven is my home. Don't hang over my coffin and weep. Say, goodbye, world, goodbye. Because heaven is home. God is there. My mother's now there. My grandparents are both there. Heaven's home. I belong there. That's where I'm headed one day. But I'm going to finish my job on earth first. Don't let the devil torment you. Don't let disease torment you. Look it right in the face and say, so what? I think the devil ought to mind his own business, don't you? Instead of minding mine. Now, the curse is listed in Deuteronomy 28. And there are many, many diseases listed there, called by name. My favorite of the list of diseases that are mentioned in Deuteronomy is mildew. You know, the names of diseases has changed, and some of those diseases you can read and figure out, and some you can't. You know, consumption and some of the things. But when you get down to mildew, who knows what that was? How did she die? She mildewed. I taught this lesson one time, and someone had a relative that watched TV all day and never moved, and they said, I know where that's happening. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse. When Jesus came, sickness is a curse. It's not a blessing. It harasses, it vexes, it torments, it constricts, it binds, it ties, it oppresses, it overpowers. But Jesus came and paid. Jesus paid.